You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Wichita musician Jenny Wood was critically injured in a car accident earlier this month. This Saturday, some of her musician friends are performing a show in her honor. Called Jenny Woodstock, the bill features the Travel Guide, Cartwheel, and others. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with three of the women on the bill and has more.
Can I just have you go around real quick and introduce yourselves?
Annie Palmer from Milkwave.
Kristen Chapman from Cartwheel.
Sophie Emerson from The Cave.
So I guess I'll start with this question, which is, how do you know Jenny, and what sort of impact has she had on you personally and musically?
Jenny's one of the best listeners I've ever known, actually. There are people who go to shows just to play or just to watch their friends. And that's fine, but the way Jenny listens, she does so with her whole body and soul. She's the first artist who believed in me that was completely selfless about it. The first artist who just wanted to listen without asking for anything back. And when I watched her perform, she was so fearless. She has this sort of terrier-like energy that is as adorable as it is fierce. She's always spoken out about the darkest, hardest things in her life, and in doing so, she's been able to bring them to light. That's the example she sets, and it's how I know she'll be all right. She's not afraid of the dark.
Kristen, I know you've mentioned that Jenny was especially instrumental in you starting your own band, Cartwheel.
There was one night in particular when we were all like kind of standing outside in the parking lot at Lucky's, and she was like, "Kristen, you need to sing in a band." And at the time, I, like, didn't sing at all. And I felt very uncomfortable singing, even by myself. And so I was like, that's impossible. Like, I'm never going to be able to do that. But it's something I've always wanted to do. So having her affirm that in me just made it start to feel just a little bit more possible. And then as I started moving toward that, I shared a lot of my early songs with her. And they're barely formed. She was always so encouraging at that stage, at that very vulnerable stage when it's not done. And she's like, "Wow, that's beautiful." So we've become close and played in bands together. And we understood each other on that level of both being women musicians. It's just sometimes a tough place to be. And now I'm surrounded by more women musicians, and it's amazing. And I know that she's played a large role in bringing everybody together.
We should talk a little bit more about the role that she's had in encouraging young women who are picking up instruments and putting together bands. Sophie, I'll start with you.
I didn't know there was even like a scene when I, like, a few years ago. And then I definitely did not know that there were girls doing music. I think a couple of the first female musicians I like saw in Wichita was when I was watching the Travel Guide on KJHK. I saw Kristen on that. And then I actually like later saw Jenny. I had like no idea that we actually had the coolest scene ever. But Jenny's like crazy, crazy good, I thought. Like at the time I was like, what? We live in the same area. That's awesome.
There's more women here doing music now than I've ever seen in Wichita. And it's really inspiring. Coming to this interview, I was nervous. I was more nervous than I would be to be around dudes, to be having this conversation with you guys, because it's more special, you know? Like, I know you both and I love you both, but, like, you know, you just want to do your friends justice and especially Jenny justice. But yeah, I feel like we all support each other, and that's really amazing.
Color of my old street, Father, you were.